Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Beis. We left off really at an awkward point, but we left off in the middle of daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. We were discussing whether you need kavana lechulin or not. So the Gemara had suggested that the shita that we were working with the entire time was that Rabbi Yochanan had said that there was machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav that if a nida went to the mikvah ba'ones. And we'll discuss soon what that means, but that if she goes into the mikvah, she's netin savitavla. So Rav's shita was that she's tahora lebesa, that the tefillah works for her husband, but it doesn't work for truma. Rav Yochanan says, no, it doesn't work for anything, even lebesa lo tahora. So the Gemara's question in Rav was, well, why would it work for nisr kares and not work for truma? So the Gemara had this yisod that for chulin, her husband is only chulin, and for chulin it could work, even if it doesn't work for other things. So the Gemara went on to question if that's really true. So at the end of the day, the Gemara had pointed out that there is a shita of Yonasan ben Yosef, and Yonasan ben Yosef learns meaning Yonasan ben Yosef is where Rabbi Yochanan gets his shita, where Rabbi Yochanan gets the shita that even for chulin you need kavana and it's not going to work. Nothing you do for chulin purposes, even labayla, is going to work without kavana. So the Gemara had said where we left off that even Rabbi Yonasan would be moda when it comes to shchita. That shchita is different. That I think we said on Lamed Aleph and Beis where we said b'shchita afil Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef midigali rachman v'sasek b'kachim pasul v'chal d'chulin lo bayi kavana. From the fact that we have to say that there is such a din that misasik b'kachim, that if you shech b'kachim in a way that has no kavana, that's completely mindless, that's pasul. So that tells you that b'chulin you don't require kavana, because if you required kavana b'chulin, so then what would be the chiddush that misasik b'kachim is pasul? Of course, misasik b'kachim is pasul. Even misasik b'chulin is pasul. So it must be that b'chulin you don't require kavana. So then the Gemara turns around and says, ul rabbanan who say that you do need kavana, at least the rabbanan who say that when we discuss the case where you throw the knife against the wall, right? Even by shchita, they held that when you throw the knife against the wall, so there was a machlokas if on the way that you're throwing the knife against the wall, it happens to shecht an animal. So there was a shchita, I think it was Rabbi Nassim, that said that the shchita is going to be kasher, and the rabbanan said no, it's going to be pasul. So the rabbanan who said in that case that it's pasul, so how could you say that it's pasul? I thought what are they going to do with this raya that we have a din that misasik b'kachim is pasul, which implies that for shchita of regular chulin it's got to be that you don't need kavana. So why would they say that when you throw the knife against the wall and shechs an animal along the way that's going to be pasul, which implies that you do need kavana for shchita chulin? So for rabbanan nihit lo b'im kavana l'zvicha l'chatich b'inan. Rabbanan will say that you don't need kavana for shechting, but you need to have kavana at least to slice something. When you're throwing a knife against the wall, you're not having kavana even to slice. You're just having kavana to throw it against the wall. So I'm a Rava, Bahazachin Rabbi Nassan the Rabbanan. So Rava says Rabbi Nassan is more correct than the Rabbanan on this point. Rabbi Nassan is much more meduyuk, because Miksiv Vicha Tachta, does the pasuk say, and you shall cut? Vizavachta Ksiv, it says, and you should shecht. So Manavshach, Ibiin and Kavana Lechaticha, Afilus Vichanami, Lolibai. If you need Kavana for Chaticha, Afilus Vichanami Libai, then you should even need Kavana for Zvicha, meaning since the pasuk says Vizavachta, there are only two ways to understand that. You should do a Maisa Shchita, or you should do Shchita Bikavana. So if you hold that there's some sort of din Kavana like the Rabbanan hold, then the Kavana should not only be on a Maisa Chaticha, it should be on the whole Shchita, on doing a Maisa Shchita. And you lobby in on Kavana, and Lizvicha, and if you don't need Kavana for the Zvicha, when it says Vizavachta, it's just telling us to do a Maisa Zvicha, and it doesn't make a difference whether there's Kavana or not, well then Lechaticha Nami Lolibai, then you shouldn't need Kavana for Chaticha either. So that's why the Shita of the Rabbanan is very difficult to understand. Fine, period. Now we're going to go back and discuss, okay, that we mentioned this idea of a nida that was neten savatavla. So what does it mean, a nida is neten savatavla? What kind of onus happens that causes her to be tovel? Seichidami nida shenen savatavla. What's an example of a nida that's neten savatavla? So the Gemara has one possibility it rejects, and then it accepts the second possibility. First possibility that it rejects, if you're going to say that the case is that her friend pushes her in, so she wasn't the woman who actually went to the mikveh, was totally ba'onas, she wasn't trying to go to the mikveh, but her friend pushed her in, her friend made her go to the mikveh, well then, kavana de chavirta, kavana mal yasihi, why wouldn't that work? Because granted, the woman that's being tovelas is not having kavana, but the kavana of the friend who's doing the pushing counts as a legitimate kavana, or it should count as a legitimate kavana. Va'od, and furthermore, betruma nami achla, she should even be allowed to eat truma, right? We said neither Rabbi Yochanan, whether she's tahara for her husband, but truma for sure that's out. For sure she's not allowed to eat truma because that's not chulin. The whole machlokas Rabbi Yochanan was whether you need kavana l'chulin. But in this case, if a woman's friend pushed her in the mikvah, she should be so completely tahara that she's even allowed to eat truma. Ditran, because we have a mishnah, achareshes v'ashota v'asuma v'shenitra fadaita. If you have a woman who doesn't have das, who can't have kavana to go to the mikvah, so is she ever going to be allowed to eat truma? So im yesh lahen pikchos misaklos hasan ochos betruma. If they have someone who's with them who has das, so the person who's with them could make all the arrangements for them to go to the mikvah and set them up and help them out to go into the mikvah, even though the person has no das, and that's the equivalent of being mentally thrown into the mikvah, because they, granted, physically they may not need to be forced; they can hold their hand or whatever and bring them into the mikvah. But it's the equivalent of being thrown into the mikvah for a woman who has das. Just like a woman who has das when she's thrown into the mikvah has no kavana whatsoever to go in the mikvah, a woman who has no das when she's brought into the mikvah has no kavana whatsoever to be brought into the mikvah. The fact that there are women who have das that are helping her out, that works, and it works so well it even works for truma. So that cannot be our case of nida shene and savitavla. So says Gemara, Amar Papa the Rabbi Nassan shenafla min agesher. That there are two possibilities. According to Rabbi Nassan's shita, that when you throw the knife against the wall and it shechts along the way, that the shechita is going to be a valid shechita because you don't need kavana for chulin. And when we say you don't need kavana for chulin, it means you don't even need kavana l'chaticha. You need kavana for nothing. You're not even trying to do any sort of ma'aseh. The whole thing is accidental. So then the equivalent case when it comes to a woman going to the mikvah would be she falls off a bridge or something right into the water. And she had no intention whatsoever of going anywhere near the water. The whole thing, she slipped and fell right into the water. So that would be the equivalent. No kavana even for chaticha. The equivalent of no kavana even for chaticha. According to the Rabbanan, who say that you at least need kavana l'chaticha, even though you don't need kavana for tevila. So the case must be that she had some sort of intention of going into the water, but no intention of being tovelas. So what was her intention? She wanted to go and cool off, go swimming on a hot day. That's all she was trying to do. But no intention whatsoever to be tovelas. That must be the situation. So those are the two deus in terms of nida shenen savatavla. What exactly the onus was? What exactly caused her to end up in the mikvah and be tovelas? Now, in general, the idea of so it all goes back to Rabbi Nassan and the Rabbanan when it comes to shechita. Now, with the shechita of Rabbi Nassan, that if you're mapil the knife, that it's kosher, and if it falls on its own, that it's pasul. So there are three deos in Rishonim exactly how to understand the shechita of Rabbi Nassan. It's really two basic approaches, but the second approach has two sort of offshoots to it. Someone gave me a sefer the other night called Chevel Nachalaso. Someone from Lakewood put out a nice sefer of Inyanim relating to Chulin, specifically relating to the first couple of prakim, first three prakim, I think, of Maseches Chulin. So I was just looking around the other day, and he points out that the sheet of the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis HaAruch is that since, according to Rabbi Nassan, you don't don't need kavana. So hu adin, whenever the sakin comes from you, it's going to be kosher, even if there's zero kavana whatsoever. Very similar, the Rashba says, to what the Gemara says in Baba Kama Chavavam Beis, when it comes to nezek, when it comes to doing damage. That if a person had a stone in their lap while they were sitting down and they didn't realize it, and then they get up and the stone falls out and it damages, that the person's going to be chayiv. Why is he chayiv? He didn't do any sort of maisa of hezek. No, but the point is, it came from him. So they didn't have to have any kavanah. It could be completely misasi. It could be completely that he's that he has nothing close to it in mind, and still he's going to be chayiv. Apparently, the gedder of the din of the zavachta is just that you physically did it. Now, but no requirements of your mind whatsoever. That's the sheet of Rabbi Nassin. So according to the Rashba, now the Ra'ah asks on the Rashba that in the case of Nizakin Ki Agavna, in the case of damages, that would parallel this, where the stone is in your lap and you get up and you're chayiv. That's only because by Nizikin there's no requirement of kocho at all. Even if you don't do a maisa hezek, but it's only a gram hezek, you could be chayiv when it comes to nezikin. And therefore, you're chayiv even when you stand up and the rock was in your lap. But when it comes to shechita, we learn that you require koch gavra by shechita. We need a person to put his own physical force into shechita. Memele, it's going to be pashut that it should be possible b'chia gavna when there's no koch gavra at all, when the person has no physical force at all. If the shechita knife was sitting in his lap and he stands up and the shechita knife falls down and slices the animal's neck, l'chor it should be pashut that it's possible. So that is the shechita of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says that the whole yisod is that shechita needs koch gavra. Doesn't need any more, but it needs koch gavra. The Rush writes that the reason that it's possible, if nafla sakin miyado, without any kavana, he says, umiyu below kavana shum dover e efshar, midichsiv vizavachta, davi lekola pachos kmova asisa, vitsarich liskavin lishum dvar maisa, ubitin acher lo mikri koch gavra. So according to the Rush, the yisod of the din of vizavachta is that you did the maisa that accomplishes a shechita. So apparently, the Rush and the Ra'ah both disagree with the Rashba, but for slightly different reasons. The Ra'ah is chalik because he holds that you need a metzius of koch gavra and not just shenishchat al yado. You need a metzius of physical force, whereas the Rush says the chisaron is that you need a maisa, and anything that falls without kavana is possible because that is not labeled as a maisa at all. So they sound very similar to each other. What's the difference between koch gavra and a maisa? That the Ra'ah picks up on the koch gavra and the Rush picks up on the maisa element. So he has over here in the sefer, he has four nafkaminas between the Rush and the Ra'ah. We'll just maybe give one. He says the nafkamina between them, maybe one or two. The nafkamina between the Ra'ah and the Rush is dachav sakin b'derech halichaso o kishe yashan v'shachat. Let's take the second one. A person is sleeping and he does a shechita. According to the Rush, it's kasher, because sof, there's koch gavra. There is physical force by the person in the shechita, whereas according to the Rush, even b'chiyai gavna, it's possible, because anything that's done without any kavana whatsoever is not b'chalva asisa. It's not called a maisa. So there's got to be some lower level of kavana, less than kavana's chaticha. Right, it has to be a kavana to just at least move your body, a kavana to do something, according to the Rush. So that's enough community between the Rush and the Ra'ah. So the Rashba says that you need no kavana at all, whereas the Rush and the Ra'ah go a little bit further. They say that when the Ra'ah requires that it has to be koch gavra, and the Rush says that it has to be something that can at least rise to the level of being a maisa. Okay, so let's see the Gemara Vayter now. So says the Gemara. Where are two dots? Amar Rava, shachat parav shachat behem acheres ima l'divrei hakol d'psula. Remember, we said yesterday there's a din that when you're doing the paraduma, if you have any other maisa that you're doing at the same time as the paraduma, so then the paraduma is going to be possible. So if you shach the paraduma and at the same time that you're shachting the paraduma, you shach another animal together with it, so everyone's going to hold that it's possible. But nishchita behem acheres ima, not that you Bikavana shecht another animal with it. It just happens. Another animal happens to stick its neck under your knife while you're shechting the paraduma, commit suicide. So nishchita behema acharesima. So then the Rabbi Nassan para psula behema kshera. According to Rabbi Nassan, the para is going to be pasul because you did something else with it, and the behema is going to be kasher because that's a kasher shechita, even though you didn't have kavana. Rabbi Nassan says you don't need to have kavana to make it a kasher shechita. So you didn't have kavana on the second animal, but still that's second animal is really kosher, but because the second animal is kosher, the parah is going to be pasul because now you did something else while you were doing the parah aduma. The Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, though, that the shechita needs kavanas chaticha, at least even shechita schulin, you need kavanas chaticha, so parah ksheru behema psula. The shechita of the behema is not going to work, of the second behema that sticks its neck in there is not going to work because you had no kavana to slice it whatsoever, but the parah is going to be ksheru because then it turns out you didn't really do anything else that was valid at the same time that you're doing the paraduma. So, fracking more pshita, isn't that obvious? So, nishkita behema acheres Rabbi Nassan srichle. Now, the chiddush is within the shita of Rabbi Nassan when you shecht, when another animal becomes shechted. Salka daita chamina v'shachat osa amarachmana v'lo asa v'chavirta. I might have thought that the pasuk says v'shachat osa, and we have a special miyot v'lo osa v'chavirta. That's why he needs to tell me that according to Rabbi Nassan, the part is psula, but the behema is going to be kshera. So the hechi dami, what's the case? Going shachat shtei paros ba'adei adadi. Aval behema duchul neimelo. I would have thought that v'shachat osa v'lo osa v'chavirta means what's chavirta of a para aduma? Another para. That when is there going to be a problem if you do something else while you're doing the shechita sapara? If you're shechting a second para osa v'chavirta, but if you're just shechting some other animal, a behema of chulin, so I would have thought that's no problem if there's a kashra shechitas behema schulin at the same time that you're shechting the para aduma. So kamash milan, that's why it tells me otherwise. Chatach dala asima divrei kol psula. If you're shechting a gourd or some type of fruit or vegetable, whatever, while you're doing the shechita of the para aduma, everyone would hold the shechita of the para aduma as possible because you're accomplishing some other maisa at the same time. You're doing some other job at the same time. Nechtach dala asima divrei kol ksheira. But if you're just shechting your animal and the dalas gets cut, not that you're intending to cut it, then everyone would hold that it's in fact kosher. Period. Okay, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Nafla sakin v'igbiya, Naflu kelav v'igbiya. And if the knife fell and you pick it up, or the kelim fell and you pick it up, Hishchizas sakin v'af b'chaveru v'shachat, or you were sharpening the knife before the shechita, and then at some point during the shechita, the guy got tired, and someone else came and finished the shechita off for you. So imsha kedei shechita psula. So if there was a pause in the middle, that's the whole point of this Mishnah. This Mishnah teaches us about the psul of shehiya. If there was a pause in the middle that would take the amount of time that it takes to do a shechita, then it's pasul. Rabbi Shimon Omer imsha kedei bikur. Even if there was a pause for the amount of time that it takes to do a checking, that would be pasul. So basically, the halacha of the Mishnah is that there is such a thing called the psul shehiya b'shechita. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah what the shear of that shehiya is. How long of a pause is too long of a pause in middle of the shechita process? Tanakama says a long enough pause to do a shechita, and Rabbi Shimon says a long enough pause to do a bikur. The Gemara is going to have to discuss what each of those things mean. So first we'll start with shechita. Mai kidei shechita. What does it mean a long enough pause to do a shechita? So Amar Rav, kidei shechitas behem acheres. Enough time to shecht another animal. Not as opposed to what you might have thought, which is if you pause enough time to finish the shechita on this animal. No, a shehiya kedei shechita means pausing long enough to do a shechita on some other animal. That's how we would measure it. So amar le'Rav Kahana v'Ravasi le'Rav kedei shechitas behema le'behema va'of la'of odilma af behema la'of. Is it one set amount of time that we say that's too much of a hefsek, that's too much of a shehiya, that's too much of a downtime during the shechita, that it's the amount of time it takes to shecht the behema, period? Or do we say, no, it depends on what you're shechting right now. Maybe if I'm shechting an oaf, so we're going to define
a hefsek zman by the amount of time it takes to shechten off. But if I'm shechting a behema, we'll define the shihia as the amount of time that it takes to shecht the behema. So which is it? Is it one objective time that we say that's just too long, or is it case dependent? So Amr Lahu Lava Badichna Be Bchavivi Di Ishaile. So he says, very interesting comment. I didn't get a chance to look around on too many things on the staff, but the very, very interesting comment. He says, I wasn't ever really able to ask because I wasn't on such good terms with him that I was able to ask that question. So if you look at Rashi says, Lois Adaiti Gasa Bidodi Rabbi Chia. My relationship with Rabbi Chia was not that comfortable a relationship. Kishalamadi Alacha Zu, at the time that I learned this Alacha, Vloya B'sever Panim Imi, Sheshalenu Davarze. And he wasn't really, sounds like we weren't getting along. He wasn't so thrilled with me at that time when I was learning this halacha that I felt that I was able to ask him this question. I thought this is a very good maramakom about the necessity of a relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud, that a Talmud feel comfortable in when learning by the Rebbe, because the Talmud's not, it's going to hurt his learning. Forget about, you can't say, oh no, the Talmud is going to learn great because the Rebbe is a very good technician. He's very good at giving over the material. It's just that the personalities are going to clash. If the personalities clash, there's an overwhelming chance that the learning is going to be hurt as well. Because if the Talmud doesn't feel comfortable asking questions, so he's not going to know the halacha at the end of the day. So you can come and say this halacha. Rav comes along and says this halacha. Oh, I know what shehiya is. It's kedei shechitas be'macharis. But as soon as he's pressed on the most basic question about that, well, I couldn't really ask questions to my uncle at the time, so I don't really know. So that's terrible. He wasn't able to clarify that inyan. Okay, so Itmar, Amar Rav, Kedei Shechitas Behema LeBehema Va'Of La'Of. So Rav's Shita, though, is that it's the amount of time that it takes to shecht an oaf when you're shechting an oaf, and a shehiya for the amount of time it takes to shecht the behema is the shear for when you're shechting a behema. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel disagrees, says afilu behema la'oaf, even a behema la'oaf, even when you're shechting an oaf, the shear shehiya is the amount of time it takes to shecht the behema. V'chein ki asarav namar b'yochanan afilu behema la'oaf. So basically it's Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel against Rav in terms of how to measure the shear shehiya. Now if you look at Tos, so Shmuel Lomer Af Behem La'of Rach Pasa Kishmuel Rabbi Yochanan Da Amri Behem La'of. The Rach Paskins like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan who say that it's Shir of a Behem La'of. Now in general, whenever you have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we have a rule throughout Shas that Hilchsa K'Rav B'Yisuri Hilchsa K'Shmuel B'Dini, that we always Paskin like Rav when it comes to Isra V'Heter issues, and we Paskin like Shmuel when it comes to Dine Mamonis issues. Now the Shir Shihiyah of Shechita is a classic Isra V'Heter issue that is not at all a Dine Mamonis issue. So it is a little bit unusual that we would Paskin like Shmuel. It could be that over here it's not just Rav against Shmuel. The point is that Shmuel has some help. He has some help from Rav Nam and Rabbi Yochanan, and the fact that Rabbi Yochanan is on his side maybe sways it in the other direction. Ubekuntrus pasuk says Tosus. Bekuntrus pasuk l'chumra k'rav. Rashi paskins l'chumra like Rav. The Amar Of La'Of. The Kaimi Amaroi the Marava Kavasei. Damri Daka L'Daka V'Gasa L'Gasa. Because the Eretz Yisrael Dik Amaroi and paskin that way. V'Kolshkin Of La'Of. The Yosef Cholik Of Mi Behema. Masha Cholik and Daka Mi Gasa. Because if they say that there's even going to be a Cholik between a Behema Daka and a Behema Gasa, and it's going to be animal dependent, so then it makes sense that the same is going to be true when it comes to an oath. That since the oath takes even less time, so it would be the shear that it takes that it takes to shecht an oaf. The gam b'hag pasuk gas l'gas b'dak l'dak of a oaf l'oaf. But it's interesting. It says that Rashi paskins l'chumra k'rav. Why didn't you just say Rashi paskins like Rav? But I won't figure out that that's a chumra. No, what he's trying to say is Rashi's reason for paskining is that he's just going l'chumra. He's just being machmir for both shitos. That's why he paskins like Rav. Not because he thinks definitively Rav is more correct. He's passing that way more misafik that he feels we need to go l'chumra, just like Rashi does on all the teku issues. Okay, right in the Gemara. Rabbi Chananya Amar Kadesh Yavi Behema Charis Yishchot, that the Shir Shihir is the amount of time that it would take to bring another animal and shecht it. So it says in Gemara, Yavi Afil Me Alma Nasatat Vrechel Shiurin. Bring it from where? Depends how far I am away from the store. No, if I'm close to the animal market, so then it's going to be a shorter amount of shihia. But if I'm further away from the animal market, it's going to be a longer amount for shihia. How's that shaykh that two of us are shechting, let's say, identical sheep, and I shechted, you know, two different times, two sheep that are identical to each other. One time I shechted when I'm a step away from the animal market, so the shear shear is going to be very short. And another time I shechted when I'm a mile away from the animal market, so the shear shear is going to be longer. That doesn't make sense. So Amar Papa Omedus Lahati Lika Binayhu. No, the Nafkamina clearly doesn't mean the amount of time it would take to go to the store if you're not right by the store. It means that if the animal's right there, do we cheshbon in from the time you start slicing till you finish slicing, or from the time you start to shackle the animal or put down the animal in some way to get it ready for shechita till the end of the slicing? That's what they're really arguing about. That's the whole inyan. That it is the amount of time that it takes to lift it up and knock it and put the animal down and get it ready for shechita and shecht. That it's not just the amount of time it takes to make the slice with the knife. Let's say you shecht with a dull knife. It's not very sharp. So afilu kolayom kulok sheira. As long as the knife doesn't have any pikimos on it, it doesn't have to be the sharpest knife. You just keep on going back and forth, back and forth. You could be sawing there all day. It could take all day long. It's still a kashra shechita. What if you take several pauses? Are they mitstarif with each other? So we know what the shir shihir is the amount of time it takes to shecht another animal. What if I pause for a few seconds here, a few seconds there, each time for less than the amount of time it takes to shecht another animal, but combined for more than the amount of time it takes to shecht another animal? So v'tiv shalami didei. So why can't Rava just answer the question from the halacha? He just said you're allowed to sit there kol hayom. Obviously there are a lot of pauses in kol hayom while you're sitting there with your dull knife. It says, no, Hassan, but the low shaha. He's talking about a case where you don't stop. You just keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until you shecht rov simanim. By Ravuna, Braid Rav Nassan, Shab miyut simanim mahu. What if you do shihia on miyut simanim? That you already shechted rov simanim and you do a shihia only on the miyut simanim. So what's the din? Says, Mara, teku. So that's that remains unresolved. Do we say, what are the two tzadim? So Rashi spells it out for us. Do we say, well, you already shechted rov simanim properly, so mele the behemah was kasher, or do we say that since you never stopped and you continued on to finish up shechting the simanim, it's all considered part of the ma'aseh shechita? This is a discussion we've had many times. How do you view the din of rubo kikulo when it comes to shechita? Is it of shechitas rov simanim? Right, that's the chakira. Is the din of shechitas rov simanim a din of rubo kikulo, but really all the entire simon is all part of the Maisa Shechita, and it's just that when you shecht rov, it's kikulo? Or do you say, no, the Torah never wanted me to shecht more than rov? It never says anything about shechting kala simanim. The Torah shechts the shear of Shechita is rov, it's not rubo kikulo. That's the shear of Shechita. So that's exactly this issue. When you're shechting the miyut basra, is that part of your Maisa Shechita, or does your Maisa Shechita end when you hit rov? And then when you're doing anything after that, that is no longer the Maisa Shechita. So fine, the Gemara leaves that as a teku. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishar Kedei Bikur. So we said Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Tanakam and says, no, it's not the amount of time it takes to shecht another animal. That's not the shir shia. The shir shia is Kedei Bikur. What does that mean? My Kedei Bikur. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Kedei Bikro Shel Chacham. So it's the amount of time that it takes for the Chacham to check the knife. So says Gemara came the Satad Vrechel Shirin. But if that's the case, sometimes the Chacham is right next to you, and sometimes the Chacham is very far away from you. So how long, if I'm the Shochet, how long will it take me to get a Chacham to check my knife? It depends if he's here right now or not. So how could it be that the Shir Shia is going to be adjusted based on how far away you are from the Chacham? Ela Kedei Bikur Tabach Chacham. No, we're assuming that the Shochet himself is a Chacham and he could check the knife. We're saying it's just the amount of time it takes to actually check the knife, not the amount of time it takes to go find a Chacham who's then going to come and you're going to check the knife. No, it's the amount of time it takes to check the knife, period. That's it. New Mishnah. Shachad is a Veshet, Upasak is a Gargeres. You shecht the Veshet, and there's ikur, psul ikur, that it's removed from its place, the gargaris is removed from its place. Or, says the Mishnah, o pasuk ha-gargaris, va'achar kach shachat es ha-veshet. The gargaris is removed from its place, and then you shach the veshet. Again, the gargaris is the kana. O shachat echad mehen, part of the kana. O shachat echad mehen, vihimtin la ad shemesa. Or you shecht one of them, and then you wait for the animal to die. So you don't shecht shnei simanim, and we're talking about a behema over here. Or you burrow the knife into the animal's neck underneath the second simon and you snap it. So Rabbi Shevav Omer Nevela. Rabbi Shevav says, in all these cases, obviously there's a problem with the shechita. The question is, what does that make the animal? You're doing something to the animal that's going to kill it, and not in a proper shechita kind of way. So Rabbi Shevav says, yeah, but since it's being done in the context of a ma'aseh shechita, so it's a nevela. You're trying to do a ma'aseh shechita and you're messing up the ma'aseh shechita. That makes the animal a nevela. It's no different than shooting the animal in the head and killing it that way, hunting an animal. Rabbi Kiva Omer Trefa. Rabbi Kiva says, no, what you're doing to the animals, making it a trefa. Granted, it's happening during the Maisa Shechita, but what you're doing is you're causing illnesses and breakages and tears that make the animal a bona fide trefa. The main nafkamina, whether something's a nevela or a trefa, so the nafkamina is whether it's metame tumas nevela, right? That's the major, the nevela is metame magu masa, trefa is not. So klal om Rabbi Sheva. Rabbi Sheva said the following klal, mishum Rabbi Shua. Kol shenifsla b'shechitasa nevela. Anytime the psul happens during the Shechita, so then it becomes a nevela. Whenever the psul happened beforehand, but the shechit, the mice of shechit was done 100% correctly, and it was just something else that caused it to be problematic, that's the definition of trefa. And ultimately, Rabbi Akiva was moda. So Rabbi Akiva was moda at the end of the day. So what was Rabbi Akiva's svara before the chazar? Let's see a little bit of Gemara. Maybe we'll see if we have time. Shachlas aveshet. If you shach the veshet, and we said, Rabbi Kiva was moda at the end, that any problem during the Maisa Shechita automatically makes it a nevela. See, Rabbi Kiva's Shita in our Mishnah is not what Rabbi Kiva himself accepts at the end. So, Rumini, Elu Trefus Bebehema, Nikovus Aveshet Psuka Sagar Geres. So, when we're listing off the Trefus and the Behema, we mention the Psuka Sagar Geres. So, we see that makes it a Trefa, not a nevela. But wait a second, if Rabbi Akiva was Chozerbo, and Rabbi Kiva holds that it's a nevela, so how could the Mishnah later on nail the Trefa? Say that Psuka Sagar Geres makes it a trefa, so says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have three basic approaches. Answer number one: Amarava lo kasha. Kan sheshachtul b'sof pasak, kan shepasakul b'sof shachat. It depends when the Psuka Sagar Geres happened, after the shechita or before the shechita. Shachtul b'sof pasak nifsalus b'shechita hi. If you were shechting and then the Psuka Sagar Geres happened, well then it happened in the context of shechita, and therefore it's a nevela. Pasakul b'sof shachat, but if it happened before you did the shechita, then it's like it had a pre-existing condition at the time that you came to do the shechita, and that would be a trefa. So, frankly, is that really so? Esir Ravacha Barhuna L'Rava Shachat Saveshet Pasuk Gagaris Pasuk Gagaris Vachach Shachat Saveshet Nevela. It says that it's a nevela regardless which way it happens, regardless which one comes first, it's going to be a nevela. So how can you say that it all depends which one comes first, that if the Psikas HaGargaris happened first, it would be a trefa? So the Gemara answers, no, emo kvar shachat asaveshet meikara. No, what it means to say is that you already shechted the veshet meikara, not that you're shechting the veshet after the Psikas HaGargaris. Amalei shtei tshuvas bedavar. That's obviously incorrect for two reasons. Chad d'ayinu kamaisa, because that case is already mentioned in the Mishnah, where it says that you shecht the veshet first, and also va'od hatanan va'achar kach. It doesn't say, and you already did it. In fact, it specifically says the words va'achar kach, and then you shecht the veshet. Not that you shecht the veshet meikara. So ela amarava. Elu asuros katani v'yeshmen nevelos v'yeshmen trefos. When it lists off those items, it means these are the things that are asur. Not all of them are necessarily nevela. Some of them are trefos. So if frankly Gemara, well, if we're listing off anything that we can think of that's either a nevela or a trefa, v'lichshav nami dechizkia damar chizkia asa gistra nevela. Why don't we talk about when you cut the animal in half, where that makes it a nevela? V'lichshav nami d'rablazer damar ablazer natal yerech v'chaloshal a nevela. Where if you take away one of its legs and the whole socket where the leg is, that makes it a nevela. So kikatani nevela d'lo metame michayim, av nevela d'metame michayim lo katani. So no, we're only listing a nevela that's not metame mechayim, it's not metame while it's still alive. But a nevela that's metame mechayim, that's not doesn't get listed in this price. So fine, that was all answer number one. So again, answer number one of what happened with Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva is moda that anything that happens during the shechita makes it a nevela, so who's the author of the Mishnah that talks about psikas hagegaris making it a treifa? So answer number one was it depends when the psikas hagegaris happened. Before the shechita, it's a treifa. After the Maisa Shechita, it's a Nevela. Or during the Maisa Shechita, it's a Nevela. Answer number two, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Kan Sheshachat B'Makom Chatach, Kan Sheshachat Shelo B'Makom Chatach. It depends if you're shechting in the place where that pre-existing slice was or not. Shachat B'Makom Chatach Nifsala B'Shechita Hi. If you're shechting in the spot where the break already was, so then it's considered Psul Neshechita. Shelo B'Makom Chatach Ki Davarach Regarim Lo Lifsal Damya. If it's not in the spot where there is the cut, so then it's considered that it's davar acher. It's considered like a treifa. Frankly, Rabbi Yom Rav Shimon Lakish Hachi, Rabbi Yom Rav Shimon Lakish Shachat Asakana V'Acher Kach Nikva Hareya Ksheira. That if you shach the kana and then the lung gets punctured, it's kasher. Alma Kamanda Mancha Bidikuladami. It seems that we can once you shach the kana, which is the way the animal breathes, so the lung is considered to be removed and put away in a basket. Nothing can happen to the lung anymore that could ruin it because the lung ceases to function when the animal has no ability to breathe. So over here also we should say it's as if it's put away in a basket, that once you do Maisa Shechita, so anything else, I don't care if it's on the spot, not on the spot, anything else should be, it's as if it's put away already, it's as if it's put aside, it's already a shechted, geshechted, the animal's already done. So Ella says, we need to come up with a third answer to explain what's going on here with Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Then how could Rabbi Akiva say in our Mishnah that anything that happens during the context of the Maaser Shechita makes it a Nevela, and still Psikas HaGegeres somehow is going to make it a Treifa? Ella Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Kasha, Kan Kodem Chazara, Kan Liachra Chazara, Umishla Lo Zazamim Koma. It's just that it reflects two Shitas from Rabbi Akiva, one before he changed his mind, one after he changed his mind. But the Mishnah that about the Treifa is in fact before he changed his mind, but we already formulated the Mishnah, so we don't change the Mishnah. Now, what's the svar for Rabbi Akiva Kodem Chazara? Why would it be a treifa? Sof, you didn't shecht it karoli. So how's that a treifa? Shouldn't that make it a nevela? So the Rashash explains that Rabbi Akiva Kodem Chazara holds that shechita b'simen echad counts as a maisa shechita. Unbelievable chiddush. He says, since we see by an oath that shechita b'simen echad suffices, so shechita b'simen echad counts as a maisa shechita v'behema to at least take away the status of nevela. So it's not going to be a nevela because you did a maisa shechita on it. All it has is the status of a treifa. Problem is that would explain some of these cases. But why in the case where you shechted echad mehen and then you wait till it dies and you never actually do anything more, that it's a treifa? Meaning the treifa isn't anything other than the shechita of that simen echad. Why then would it be a treifa? Because I understand very well if you shechted the veshet and the nivsak hagageres, the psukas hagageres is a treifa. So I understand that we could say that since you shechted one simen bekashrus, so now it leaves the status of nevela, so it's a treifa. Fine. But over here where you shecht simen echad and then you wait until it dies, what's the treifas you have over here? You did simen echad bekashrus, there's no treifas at all in the second simen, it just dies without a shechita ru'uya. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that's a treifa also? That sounds much more like a nevela. So that's the kasha on the Rashash's approach to explaining Rabbi Akiva. Okay, there are answers, there are questions on the answers. No time for it now, Mitzvah, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.